your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. As you might have heard, Blink 182, the original members, are back together. What would you like to lead with today?
The only song that should be led with while we fucking kick this off. Kick it off, fucking Bob.
The first song on the best album, right?
No. I wouldn't say that. But this is the most iconic one that truly defines Blink 182.
Let's play it, Bob. Who do we got? What do we got here? Ah, shit. Okay. All right.
So we're getting into some Patreon stuff now.
Sure.
We're doing more. We're going to be able to do more things like this.
Exactly.
Yeah, where you're just free.
Yeah.
You're just
God
free.
God damn it, dude. Yeah. So how was the rest of this album?
If this song doesn't remind you of trying to finger somebody, I don't know what will.
I don't either. I mean, you're like, right back in there, right?
Right? That's what this is.
I can sing this song from start to finish, or sing this entire album.
So was this your first experience with Blink 182?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. All right. I'm older.
All right. What was it then?
Boo! Bring it back to Buddha!
Buddha? That was your first experience with Blink 182.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Buddha was their first album.
You can pause it, Bob. So in the meantime, I'm going to ask you personally, because you love this band. This is one of your favorites. One of the greatest gifts I think we ever got you was a signed Blink 182 guitar. Yes. From all the original members.
You and Matt, upon signing the book deal.
Correct.
With Penguin Random House.
Yep.
Presented me with a signed guitar by Mark, Tom, and Travis.
Yes, and at that point, they were broken up. We didn't know if they would get back together.
I don't think that was 2017, maybe. They weren't doing much.
2016.
Yeah. It was before Tom DeLonge became an alien expert.
No, he was still doing that.
Oh, he was.
That was well known.
All right.
But that wasn't his career.
No, they had been broken up at that point because it was impressive that you had Mark, Tom, and Travis.
It was a hard get. I know that. Like, I asked my guy, and he was just like, yo, there might be
one or two of these. People that you just can't get, like Johnny Cash. For a signed guitar, it's like $15,000 is the floor.
Yeah.
And then it goes up from there.
Stevie Ray Vaughan was a really hard one. I tried to get it to Matt.
Yeah, I tried to find one of those for Matt, too.
It's like $27,000.
Oh, everybody. The one I found was $65.
Oh, yeah. This was in 2016. Fuck. So, yeah, inflation. Biden's world. Yeah, we're going up through the fucking roof on this one.
Stevie Ray Vaughan died in 1990. So I'm guessing there's been 32 years now of people trying to get that fucking guitar.
Yeah, because he didn't sign anything.
No.
He barely signed anything, and there was hardly any memorabilia from him. But with Blink, it was hard because they had broken up. And now the recent report that came out said that Tom had a change of heart once Mark Hoppus revealed that he had a cancer diagnosis and everything else. What else have you heard about this?
I mean, it's always I've been pretty much on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew that there was kind of the whole speculation quite a few months ago of them just like, hey, let's cut the bullshit. Like, we need to come back.
Mm.
And that's kind of like, when you think, you look at all these different artists, all these different acts, all these different things, when it involves multiple people. I mean, Jesus Christ, watch the one about Queen.
Yep.
You know, you see what it's like where, you know, a couple guys come together, they build something, and then one is kind of elevated, like the whole Queen thing. Like, sure. He tried to be like, oh, I don't need you guys. And they're like, wait, what the fuck? Like, we've been working here since day one, but trying to help you.
Like, all of these groups have gone through this shit, and I'm...
It's all the same
when
thing.
When I say all, I mean even to the lower level. So the Epic Mealtime guys back in the day all thought that they could go in their own direction and be fucking individually successful.
There's a documentary about it. Yeah, now.
But what was great, and it's the same thing with, like, Impractical Jokers, right? What was great was people connected with the way you guys connected with each other. That's what it really is.
Yeah, that's all they want.
Yeah.
And if you don't realize that and you stop the whole...
That's why the Impractical Jokers guys, by the way, still do everything together, even though they're doing their own shit now.
Yeah.
They still promote everybody else's, like Sal promotes fucking and Joe Gatto, although he's not part of the group anymore, still promotes everybody's stuff.
Right.
Because that's what people want.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
No, nobody, again, like at the end of the day, we are entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
As entertainers, we provide an escape for everybody at some level, for them to just get away from the fucking hard shit that is life. And if they have to, when they turn to us and all of a sudden we're projecting the same drama they're dealing with, yeah, like they no longer want to play. They no longer have that escape anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if more creators fucking realize that and said, hey, yeah, that's fine. Like, we're still going to put on the show. Like, the audience, what is the show that the audience would love to see?
Mm. Right.
What is the things that they want?
Well, they're doing it now because the We Were Young tour is scheduled for about a year from today. Right.
And they're selling out because we have DrinkingBrosTickets.com. They're selling out everywhere. I'm looking at the tickets now. All the pre-sales are virtually gone at this point.
Yeah, you know how this stuff goes too, by the way. So Blink is actually doing their own tour, which is coming up pretty soon.
World
I think.
Tour, too. World yeah. tour, yeah.
But
massive.
You know how these bigger fucking bookers run? They're like, hey, let's book, you know, a couple events, see how they go, then we'll book more if we need to. I'm pretty sure the response they got to the We Were Young single event in Vegas has been enough to be like, we should do this in every major city, probably twice.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. For the entirety of 2023.
Well, what's weird is when it got announced, there was so many posts on social media
Half the bands didn't even know that they were booked for this.
Right.
So a lot of things was like, I don't think this is real.
Yes. Yeah.
Could be another Firefest.
And then when Blink 182 said, hey, not only are we going to do it, but we're also going to drop a single. And then Tom on his own Instagram said, I think this next album is the greatest one we've ever done. The single came out last night. It's called Edging. We'll play that towards the end of the show. Then I think people started to believe that it was real. And then the tickets went on presale. They sold out everywhere. For me personally, it forced me to go back into the Blink 182 catalog. And I always go to like Apple Essentials. So whenever you have a big band, they usually have an Essentials catalog. I forgot how many hits Blink 182 had. It was fucking gnarly, dude. I mean, it's a lot of goddamn hits for them.
They've done a major album every 3 years, essentially since 1997.
Yeah. What was the last one for you, though, that you thought was good?
Every last one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Even the very last one you thought?
Yeah, like Skiba? Right. Okay. Absolutely. Like, have you ever heard of Hollywood?
You'd have to play it for me, I think. But I will say this. On the other side of it, when Tom left...
California?
When Tom left, yeah, and he did Angels and Airwaves, the very first Angels and Airwaves song was fucking dope.
First off, do you know the web?
The World Wide Web?
No, the web that is Blink 182.
Oh, I thought you meant the interwebs.
Like,
is that right?
Pull a boxcar racer elevator.
What's boxcar racer elevator?
This is in the year 2000.
Okay.
When Mark, Tom, and Travis were upset with the label and they wanted to bring something back more to punk roots. They had a band called Boxcar Racer.
You really went B-sides.
Wow. Dude, what the fuck? Dude. What the fuck do you think I am, Giorgio? Play elevator.
You're dropping side projects right now.
So I don't know this song. You've never heard know it.
No, these
five,
are stripped down drums. I'll know like within one
5 seconds. Yeah.
I don't think you will.
Turn it up in our headphones. Give us some volume. There we go. Oh, you'll know.
I don't know, but it's good. Of course you know all the words.
Bro,
I don't know this song. I don't know.
You've never heard this whole band.
No.
It's Blink, but under a different label.
Yeah.
Like, different flag.
So what made them, you can pause it now, Bob. What made them get out of this then?
Because at that time, after they had done Enemy of the State, really like the whole corporate machine scooped them up. Like, they were one of the most biggest acts. And you're talking about 99, 2000, 2001, like when MTV was king, mm-hmm. when Spring Break was it.
Yeah.
Like, everything was the machine of money. They were upset. Like
they were number one.
They were upset that they had drifted away from the true punk rock roots. And so they wanted to make something that brought them back to the roots that were truly fucking punk.
Like, they had the first $1 million music video, right? Like right before this, they were having like some crazy things going
on. Yeah,
like,
what's my age again?
Yeah.
So this is released. What year is this released? 2000, 2001? Does it say up there?
Hold on. Yeah, 2002.
Okay. 2002, okay. Yeah, so Boxcar Racer is the band name. What's the album called?
Same
Boxcar Racer. Okay.
Yeah, so that's it. It was, they released this of, hey, this is the shit we truly want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is the shit that the radio and the machine wants us to play, but this is what we want to write and play.
Okay. And what was the first song that actually blew them up?
Go to the top one there.
Blew them up?
Yeah, was it What's My Age Again?
No.
Oh, we're going back to
you
Blink.
You mean Blink 182.
Yeah, Blink 182. Racer. Yeah. Because Boxcar Racer, I don't know. Racer. Well,
this could be quite an argument. Honestly, if you want to go radio play, it's All the Small Things.
But
the music video of What's
My Age
Again.
If you go historically, it's Damn It. And then you can contest and say,
I don't know Damn It. Play Damn It real quick. Hang on. Play Damn It. Oh shit! Yes. This is the first one. Yeah.
Listen, if there's anything that I have a PhD in, it's this fucking band.
Well, that's why you're here today, Jared. Like, this is it. It's alright to tell me what you think
about me.
Yeah. And don't try to argue.
They actually debuted this song on the '97 Warped Tour.
This was huge.
Which is one of the biggest tours of all time.
By the way. On the '97 Warped Tour, that was the first time Eminem was on Warped Tour.
Was it really?
When he came out to sing My Name Is, everyone at Warped Tour threw lemons at him. Because
really?
There was a big lemonade sponsor or something that was handing. Yeah, because Warped Tour crowd doesn't want to hear no rap shit.
Man, but it's Eminem though, dude. Shit.
Yeah, but back then,
it was Korn and fucking.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. Right.
Warped Tour was like, oh, what the fuck is this guy? Oh, fuck you!
Yeah. So, yes, this was a massive song. I didn't know it was called Damn It, though.
Yeah? Really? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
So they don't say Damn Buddha. It once let's in this start song. Let's start at the front of Buddha, the first song of Buddha. Carousel. Oh, God, this is great. Yeah. One of the best bass lines ever written.
I know this song. There we go.
And I can play this.
You can play all of this.
It's the first thing I've learned.
I know. You can play all of this, by the way. Yeah.
Power chords on a fucking bass.
On a bass, dude. It's rare. Flea can do it. He can do it. not a lot.
So when this album was recorded, they did not have Travis. This was Scott.
Okay.
It's a different drummer. So if you know, like, Scott, after...
Scott Rainer?
So after...
Rainer?
No. What's his last name?
Rainer, some shit. Rainer, maybe? I don't know how you say it. It's R-A-Y-N-O-R is how you
say
it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No. Is it, we got it there?
What's the name of the song?
No, it's, I thought it was Scott Harper. No, original drummer of Blink-182.
Hang on.
So, when they did Dude Ranch, so Dude Ranch, Scott...
Rainer, yeah.
Scott Rainer?
Yeah.
All right. Scott was the drummer, and then he essentially had said, after Dude Ranch, like, these guys were a garage band in Southern California, he's like, hey, man, like, I gotta go to college. And they're like, well, we gotta do this fucking band.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I gotta go to college. And he leaves. And they find Travis.
Man.
Well, he's
has
now,
there been an interview since where he said, holy shit,
he's
that
now,
was the biggest mistake of my life?
He's now with the band The Wraith.
Now I fucked up.
Oh,
now
boy.
I fucked up.
If you've heard of that.
I haven't heard of
now.
The Wraith, dude.
I fucked up now.
He could have fucked a Kardashian.
I know.
Dude.
Multiple.
I mean.
Multiple.
Also, you got to go through the plane fire situation. But
the rumor
Kardashian,
is he fucked Kim and Courtney. So, like, Kim was first. He could have fucked multiple Kardashians.
So here's I have some theories that are that I've never published. So go M&M's on Buddha.
And this is with still
or
Scott Rainer,
M&M's,
right?
M&M's is on Cheshire Cat. I'm sorry.
Cheshire.
Say no, right. That's right.
No,
Cheshire.
It's not. It's
so
Cheshire
here's
Cat.
Where they fucked with
Cheshire,
us.
Cheshire, I'm with you.
This song right here. So this is Cheshire Cat.
Yeah.
The next album, Giorgio, you probably have never noticed this. So we'll have to get through the whole thing, but we can talk amongst it, and then
sure.
I'll connect it with you guys as we get through it.
So what's important about this song?
Okay, so this album, Dude Ranch, is fucking solid. Like, badass songs. This is when I was in about 7th grade.
Okay.
Like... had the whole thing in a Discman every day. Like, I've heard this album probably.
So I was probably in 9th at that time,
yeah.
And I don't remember this, you know? I don't remember this
because
album.
Because they weren't on MTV yet.
This is 1995. I was in 9th grade then, so you were in, like, your fucking grad school, maybe?
No.
I was
very young boy.
Okay, so Giorgio, skip to the end of this song. So, and the last going to be the ends. Are you going to be my new girlfriend? Now go to Dude Ranch, Josie. Boom. They've carried this over.
On purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
No, this is my theory.
Oh, it's your theory.
Yeah. So he is,
yeah,
see?
So you're saying this song kept going.
Yes, so they do it every album.
Got it.
I'll
yeah.
show you every album. They've been fucking with us the whole time.
And has anybody asked him this question?
No. So at the end of that last song, it's, "Will be my new girl." Ha 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 ha.
I'll side with you on that.
Every
I'll side with you on that.
Every now and again, autism
now go to,
helps.
Take off your pants and jacket. Josie's. My source of most frustration. Which one is that?
So you're saying all three of these connect?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it goes to take off your pants and jacket. What's the intro of the song? Was Josie's, you're my most of...
Is it the rock show?
Yes. Yeah, no. Off damn, pull it up. I'll show it.
Your source of love. Every time I look at you?
Online songs.
Oh.
Boom. Now go to that.
Josie.
Wow.
You see?
That's a deep cut right there.
Bro, this
dude.
Is like 6 years, though, that we're carrying through.
This is like that fucking...
How did nobody else notice this?
I don't know. I was just thought of it. I'm like, oh, they're fucking with us.
Yeah. Which would make sense.
I hope Josie is like a bus driver in L.A. Just some old lady.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, let's travel back to Dude Ranch. Let's go A New Hope. Because I want Ross to understand that this entire song was written about Princess Leia.
This is this fucking...
Turn it up.
Well, A New Hope is obviously about Princess Leia.
Sure.
You've probably never heard this song.
I haven't.
This is all
I
about
haven't heard
Princess
this song.
Leia. This is why they're fucking rad, man.
Well, they're dope. They're just right but fucking... is it all comic? Like, are they just finding it hilarious is the question?
No, but they're good at it.
I know there are.
They're just like, hey...
When like I was their a new kid, song is called Edging.
That was the thing. When I was a kid, I loved Princess Leia, so we're going to write a song about it. So listen to this song. Like, this whole thing is about Star Wars.
So to me, I know I get it. To me, this little garage band shit. I understand the drummer's shit now at this point.
Tatooines.
No, I get it.
Princess Leia, where are you tonight?
No.
And who's laying there by your side?
All right, you can pause it now. You can pause it. Now, here's where I understand why the drummer got the fuck out of there, okay? You don't think you're leaving the garage at this point if you're writing songs about Princess Leia, and you're probably like, dude, I got to go to community college.
There's a band... a hardcore metal band called the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza.
Sure.
You understand?
Sure.
So
I understand that.
Just go fuck yourself, dude.
No, but I get it. But if you're trying to make money in this life, I'm sure homeboy and his parents were like, all right, let me hear some of your songs. All right, this is all about Princess Leia.
Princess Leia, exactly. Where
but
are
if you're,
you tonight?
But right, and he's getting the fuck out of it.
But if you're a creator, you have to believe in yourself. And part of that belief is like, I'm going to leave a breadcrumb trail for people to follow later on. Whether this works or not, it may be something that nobody ever sees in their life. But if it does hit and I do get famous,
yeah.
There's this whole other fucking journey for my fans.
But I understand that. But as a drummer, he doesn't write the songs.
1996, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, the year is 1996. You just wrote a song about Star Wars.
This is before the second trilogy, by the way.
I understand that.
So it was like the most popular thing ever. You're connecting everyone to something that's this whole thing. Princess Leia, where are you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and who's laying there by your side?
Sure.
Like, that's what all of us were thinking at fucking 13 years old.
I've watched quite a bit of Princess Leia porn over the days.
But did you hear that at 13 years old?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you find this band at that age? Because this wasn't mainstream at this point.
His name, there's two names, Luis Tovar and Russell Campbell.
Okay.
They handed me...
Are these two dudes that raped you and made you listen to this music?
No.
Because that would be a good story.
Luis has listened to our show literally since we started.
So he's thinking about raping you right now.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's bringing back memories of the time that he raped you.
I still talk to him to this day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. But he's the one who introduced you to this because
yes.
It wasn't big at this time. So you had to probably get this at like an indie album store or something like that.
No, it was
that.
A CD.
Oh,
it was. CD.
Okay.
And they had Buddha. Because Buddha isn't really, nobody knows Buddha exists because what happens is in Cheshire Cat, they redo a bunch of Buddha songs with a real recording studio.
But the skate community was pretty in on that album. Even Buddha, like they were pretty in on it. So you could...
We were honing in on it.
That used to be a thing. So if you went into an establishment, you could see it now with hipsters these days in hipster barbershops. They'll play the old Buddha album and stuff like that. They'll play old skateboarding YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah, and you know who it is
But that's how people like him got into it because he was into skateboarding in high school, high school, right?
So when Travis joined the band, what year was that?
97,
yeah.
Okay, and then... How long was it until they had their first huge hit?
99.
No, that was 99. It was Enemy of the State. Enemy of the State came out.
It
all
was
the
huge.
Small Things. No, All the Small Things was the single.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And that's a massive song.
And then a year later is when they did the video for What's My Age Again.
What's My Age Again, yeah.
So, the confusion of thinking...
But between those two periods, people went back and listened to Damn It and stuff.
So, right? Like,
that came out in 97.
Play all the small things real quick in case people don't know it. Because this was a massive song.
This was on the radio everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I'm going to stay at track 6.
Yep. And the video was huge. Yeah. And we all remember this. It was just like...
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah.
I played this. Like, I have a video.
Uh-huh.
Of me and my friends, to include Luis, playing this song and Adam's song at my 8th grade, like, talent show.
Okay.
I have it on video.
You do?
Yes.
So you guys got up on stage.
Full video.
It was like a Blink-182 cover band.
Yes.
All right.
So we obviously, do Adam's song and go into all the small things.
Well, obviously everybody knows this. Play Adam's song for everybody. Adam's song is one of my favorites, dude.
Yeah, but there was such a weird rumor that was going around.
What
during
was
this.
It?
It was like, oh.
It's about a suicide? Have,
they were like, they got to take Adam's song off the radio because a bunch of kids hung themselves
yes,
to it.
Yeah.
It was like, what?
Was that not true?
No, it was Hillary Clinton. Like, Hillary Clinton's always been trying to fucking ban music. You remember when she went to war with fucking Eminem?
Yeah. It's one of my all-time faves, by the way.
Really?
I went through their entire catalog after they got back together, and I was just like, oh, shit. There's so many hits in this. This is one of my favorites, and then I Miss You is... these onesie-twosies for me. Me, personally.
I would think. I don't... Have you heard, like, some of the recent shit? Like, California, I think you would
love. I listened to Edging last night, because it came out at midnight last night. I listened to that. It was fine. But I Miss You and Adam's song were my two personal faves at the time.
Actually,
but I also used I Miss You in an MTV show for my show. And they said, hey, you can get any music you want. We're MTV. Don't worry about it. And I was like, great. I'm going to use I Miss You in this one scene. They were like, awesome. The only song they didn't let me use was a Bruce Springsteen song. And they were like, too expensive.
I actually did some edging last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was his name?
Dave.
Okay, so on to Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. Do you have the secret songs there? Because a lot of people don't know that secret songs existed.
What are the titles? I don't know.
Shit.
It's not labeling them as secret. Up.
Yeah, so here's the thing. When Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, this is the album after Enema of the State. So they had a gap where there was almost 4 years. Does it show you when that came out? Am I right? Look, I just need to know.
Enema was 99, yeah. And this is 2002.
Okay, so 3 years.
I'm sorry, no, this is 2000. Enema is 99, this is 2000.
There's no way. There was not 1 year between these two.
No, they were touring, dude, all over the world.
Maybe.
They were doing all MTV Spring Breaks,
so
all this shit.
Enema of the State comes out.
Mm-hmm.
There are three...
Now it says 2001. When I click on it, it says 2000.
There are three versions that are released. And you don't know which one you can get.
Why?
Because it wasn't like today where everything's streaming.
Yeah.
No, you had to go look for stuff.
No, if you went to the store to get the CD, there's three different versions you can get with two secret songs. Like, look it up.
No shit.
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, secret songs.
Yeah.
So it
would force people to buy multiple CDs?
That's the whole thing.
Got
it was like,
I
brought all fucking three. I hunted them. Yeah. I had to go to Magnolia Wi-Fi. I had to go to fucking the mall.
What was your favorite song out of the secret songs?
This is true guerrilla marketing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is the beginning of it.
But what was your favorite secret song, Jared, for you personally?
Dude, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, secret songs. I'll tell him once he pulls it up.
That's fine, but do you remember your favorite song?
Bro, it's been 20 years.
Hey, Jared, you know all these goddamn songs like the back of your hand.
I do.
All right?
Let's go see him.
Don't Tell Me It's Over, Time to Break Up, What Went Wrong.
What Went Wrong was my favorite one.
Okay.
Yeah. Pull that one up.
Does it give you the options on Spotify now that streaming exists?
We were talking about this last week, though. Like, hip-hop albums in the actually throughout the entirety of the 90s had all these weird secret songs and sketches.
Yeah.
Right?
I was never a fan of the sketches. I was never a fan of them. I asked Eddie Griffin one time.
Eazy-E's albums always had really good sketches. A lot of them were stupid.
Yeah.
Like Eazy-E and Ice Cube had good sketches on their shit, but everybody else was just trying to copy those two guys.
Yeah. I remember, it was Eddie Griffin who said that Tupac had rented him out, or not rented him, paid him to be there for like fucking 8 days straight.
Might have to go to YouTube. Blink-182.
Whenever he wanted a sketch, he did it. Yeah.
That's a cover.
I can only find a cover on Spotify.
Try YouTube. YouTube.
Here's the thing.
What went wrong?
But that's clever. If they didn't put it out, then on streaming, that's smarter. Fucking,
but you still can't find Take Off Your Pants and Jacket Spotify, by the way.
There were six. Right.
I'm sorry. Mark, Tom, and Travis show. Live show.
There were six. There were six hidden tracks on that album. Yeah.
Two per each.
Yeah.
Album, I told you two hidden tracks. Yeah. So it made everybody want to buy.
Time to break up. Mother's Day. What went wrong?
Mother's Day.
Fuck a dog.
I want to fuck a dog in the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fuck a dog in the ass. Yeah.
Then there's
Yar me and me for Smitty.
Then there's When You Fuck Grandpa.
Yeah.
And Don't Tell Me It's Over is the last one.
I want you to hear Fuck a Dog in the Ass. It's so good. Because I always say it's a Mexican pirate. Nobody gets that. And it's from that.
Yeah.
Want to Fuck a Dog in the Ass.
Fuck a Dog by Blink-182.
Fuck a Dog.
Yeah.
By Blink-182.
Yeah. Yar, me and me first, matey. You scurvy cur. Want to fuck a dog in the ass. He wants to fuck
a dog in the ass. I like the...
I want to fuck a dog.
That's right, kids. I tried to fuck your mom in the ass. Tried to fuck your dad in the ass.
But I only find the dog. And his ass.
In the ass, very Irish.
We want to fuck a dog in the ass.
Very folk singy.
Dog.
It's like a soccer chant.
That's right, kids.
Yeah.
Tried to fuck a fucking pirate in the ass.
Army and me first made a scurvy car.
Tried to fuck a fucking pirate.
But I found the dog.
Pirate mom knows I own sea
stuff. It's a Mexican pirate.
And that song leads into When You Fucked Grandpa.
Dude, nobody does this anymore.
Can you find When We Fucked Grandpa then? While you do that,
to be honest, When We Fucked Grandpa is a lot more graphic than,
by the way,
the one about fucking a dog.
Yeah. Here we go.
When you fuck grandpa, did he tell you that he loved you? Did he hold you tight? The sun did rise, and did he look into your eyes? Ask you to fellate him and stick a finger or two. He seems like a total asshole. Grandpa is a total fucking asshole. Ever want dirty, greasy finger in his ass? He rubs his dick in broken glass.
Wow, dude. You know every fucking word to this, dude.
Well, this is actually from the Bible.
So. It gets better. Keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
When you fought Grandpa, did he kiss you soft and tender?
Oh, God.
Did he tie your
now I'm a big fan.
Did he hide your head? And was it on your mother's bed? And this is fucking stupid, man. I can't believe you got sex with your grandfather. I mean, you guys are related. What's he gonna do? Take out his false teeth and just leave them on the side of your bed? Man, you like to fuck you in the pot and have everyone come in and watch and masturbate and come all over the place. This is stupid. I hate you all. I'm not even gonna have sex with my mom tonight, man. This is stupid.
And you know it's pretty bad because he didn't even have sex with his mom that night.
No, yeah.
So
you know it was bad, dude, at that point. Yeah. No one would do this today.
No one.
They did it.
Yeah.
Then
What was the next one you were about to play there, Bob? What was
No, throw up the other hidden songs. We're on
Don't Tell Me It's Over is one of them as
That's a good one. That's actually a good song. Like they mixed in a bunch of bullshit with
Don't Tell Me It's Over is like a really good intro. You're like, oh, fuck, this is going to be something. And then it goes completely off the rails.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's almost like they were like, hey, we've done a bunch of weird shit on this. Maybe let's do one that'll trap people.
Right.
And then,
right.
This is Don't Tell Me It's Over?
I don't know. He's playing.
Is it?
That's what the internet told me.
No, that's one of the real songs.
This is a real song.
Yeah.
I tell you what, while you find that, I'll read the sponsors real quick, and then we'll get back to it.
Wait, people are paying for this?
Oh, my God. It's on live. It's on iTunes and Spotify, everywhere else.
Huge mistake.
Yeah, sorry about it. GhostBed.com/drinking bros, 30% off a mattress right now, and 2 free luxury pillows when you use the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Also, if you want 30% off everything in the entire store, load up the cart. Get the pillows, the sheets, the mattress, the adjustable base, the cover. That's right here at ghostbed.com/drinkinbros. And if you want 40% off, got to get that bundle package, dog. That's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together for one magical evening of lovemaking. Obviously, it lasts more than one, unless you're that the guy from New York. What was it? New York 12 there in that district.
Mike Itkus.
Yeah, Mike Itkus is only going one round there in that fight against Deontay Wilder or whatever that chick's name was. Big fan either way, and we hope he wins. Now, when you check out at the bottom of the screen, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. If you check that box, all the deals that I mentioned above are applicable with that. You can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. All right, kids. So in Florida, our distributor who ships out around the nation was in Fort Myers. Obviously, they got dinged by the hurricane. They are back up and running here. In 2 weeks, they said they're good to go. They got the facility in some sort of working order. In the meantime, go to Tennessee. The state of Tennessee, we are live in 100 stores for Hard AF Seltzer. And if you're in North Georgia, head on up to Chattanooga. Bunch of stores there. North Alabama, you're good to go as well. Arkansas, head over to Memphis. If you're in Kentucky, head on over to Clarksville. You're good to go. North and South Carolina, hit up Knoxville. If you go to hardafseltzer.com, we have a store locator. All you have to do is type in your zip code or city that you're currently in while driving. While driving, and it'll take you directly to the closest store that is selling Hard AF Seltzer. And it's the same price as like White Claw. Might as well get 8%. We're getting drunk off it today. You should be as well. Go to hardafseltzer.com today and help support the show. Another place that'll help support the show is drinkingbros.com. Click on the store. A lot of you guys are going through fall, all of you, except for the ones who live in Texas. And, well, let's face it, the hoodies are back, and you guys are chilly. We're not down here. We got the Sport Tech hoodies. We got the long sleeves, you name it. It's glassware, T-shirts, hats. I got the snap back on. You're good to go there. And the flex fits. Go to drinkingbros.com, click on the store, and peruse the catalog. Buy some stuff, and best off, it goes to us, and it helps us keep the lights on.
We have a lot of things coming out soon. We got the sure France do. Press drinking team.
Yeah.
We've got, I sent you the old Ham Solo.
The new which one, is
gonna,
yeah, Ham Solo.
Yeah, Ham Solo is going to get us a cease and desist.
I think so.
By Disney.
So,
did you see
so?
It?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Big fan of Ham Solo.
We want to take Han Solo.
Sure.
And turning him to something that offends everybody we can think of.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is
but
ham.
I think his idea was great.
But ham like was. Pig, ham like the meat, ham like your hog.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's a triple entendre.
Sure almost, is.
So right? If we launch Ham Solo, mm-hmm. we want to advertise to the executives of Disney. Like we
exclusively,
target them.
Of course.
Yeah. Like we're only going to advertise
until
to
they
them.
Send us the cease and desist. If you cannot have a pig dressed as Han Solo sucking his own dick with the words
Ham Solo.
Like, what the retort to that, obviously, from our legal team will be, yes, we can. We
sure can.
Because si se puede.
Yeah. Was it illegal to fuck a ham? I'm not sure.
Who said si se puede?
I don't speak that language very often, but...
What means... whatever it means.
Sure.
Whatever
sure
it does. Means. Whatever it means.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Bob, did you find that song, by the way? What do we got there?
I mean, dude, maybe. you can check it out.
We'll find. Jared will know. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. I won't know. Jared will know.
The secret songs. I know all six of them.
Secret songs.
I owned all six albums, or all three albums. Mm-hmm. Like, I went, like he's saying, this is the birth of guerrilla marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favorite band essentially came out and said, you have to buy three of our CDs in order to get all of our songs.
Oh,
and
I went,
okay, I'll do the scavenger hunt until I find them all. Yeah. Like, but you never was like, hey, that's kind of fucked up.
But you also remember in the late 90s when people would record live shows and then they would sell those burned CDs for like $99.
Well, now those fucking burned albums are on their entire SM or XM radio, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, XM radio station.
Yeah, so Dave Matthews
Fish,
band.
Dave Matthews, Grateful Dead. Yeah,
there's like seven channels of just that band's fucking live performances.
Oh, they've been able to monetize the shit
Holy
out of it.
Shit. What do we got on here? What do we got?
It's a t-shirt.
Play it, Bob. What do we got?
Yep.
That's it. Okay. So I've heard this song, actually.
They're all about breakups.
Yeah. And these are all Tom singing, right?
Well, it's Mark, too.
It's Mark and Tom, yeah.
I'm not used to this temptation.
So this is a secret song that could have been a hit had they released it, and they didn't give a shit.
Dude. Yeah. They were like, fucking throw this out.
Yeah.
The thing is like, Bob, can you find Mark, Tom, and Travis show? Does that exist anywhere?
It's on Spotify.
Is it?
Is it really?
It did not exist on Spotify as of...
Well, they might have cut a deal now that they're back together.
Yeah. Mm. Like, as of last year, it did not exist.
We'll find out now.
So that one, holy shit, he's right. Okay, so when this came out, they announced that this was... only a number of runs. So I bought two and kept one sealed. I still have a sealed copy of this.
How much do you think that's worth?
If we went to
eBay right now.
I have no idea.
If we went to eBay right now, I wonder how much that's
Mark,
worth.
Mark, Tom, and Travis show. It's a two-disc set.
Okay.
Like, it's a fucking... Oh, God. Play it. Play the start of it.
Yeah.
Like, because this shows... No, we're still on... the old song.
This is...
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so they start.
Sounds like there's two at once, Bob.
Yeah.
You got another tab open.
So, yeah. So take this one and roll up to where it's playing. Skip to the end. No. I skip to the end of that track. Like, wow! I'm in the fucking mood. We're all gonna get laid. Yeah.
This song's about my herpes. It's called Don't Leave Me. Don't Like This.
Launching today, the new Reebok.
Fucking no free ads.
No free ads.
Do not buy
no
Reebok.
No free ads.
Reebok is like the fucking second fiddle for the last worst. 40 years. Yeah. Let's be real.
Is it second? I'd say it's fourth. I'd rather buy
now
LA
it's fourth,
gear.
But back then it was second.
I'd rather have LA gear, for Christ's sake.
Is there any tracks with the devil?
The devil himself?
Yeah. The devil. It says.
I don't know if they have the devil on.
No, dude. Mark, Tom, and Travis show. They had voice changers.
I've got to look this up on eBay.
Satan.
Let's look it up on eBay and see how much this is worth, okay?
Okay, sealed version.
Sealed version.
Mark, Tom, and Travis show. Mark, Tom, and Travis show.
Okay. Mark. No free ads here. God damn it. There's a fucking ad on everything now. Mark, Tom Travis show.
What is it?
$189.
Yeah, that's probably not worth it. Okay. I guess it was just a joke of limited run. But well, no kidding.
I mean, it's vinyl.
Up until last year, I could not stream Mark, Tom, and Travis show.
So they had to cut a deal with them, getting ready for the tour, all right, I would imagine.
So how we walk is you've got Enema State comes out, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket comes out, and then they throw out Boxcar Racer because they are upset with everything. Then Self-Titled comes out.
Okay.
So Self-Titled is when I showed up at Best Buy at midnight.
That's 2003.
Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
What?
What?
Fort Bragg.
I'm sorry.
North Carolina.
How wasted are you right now on a Fort scale
Liberty,
of...
Fort Liberty, hell yeah!
Yeah, dude.
Feeling This was leaked about 2 months prior to this.
Okay. Every video game that came out in 2003 and 2004 had that song on it. All every single one of them.
Guess what? I'm going to throw you for another loop. Bob, plus 44. The band, plus 44.
The band, plus 44? I know the band, plus 44.
That's fucking Blink.
Is it really?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Why do they have so many fucking bands?
Oh, just start giving me some of these, buddy.
Maybe it's some 44.
I'm no.
Of,
plus
dude.
44.
All right.
What
all
are
right.
your? What are the?
It's
what are the
some
top
41
spot?
Is the band you're thinking
all
of.
All right.
Yeah, this is plus 44.
But
this
some 41 was in all the. That was the same time period.
No. This is Blink.
So why did they do this album then?
Because again, like. They were upset with the way that the mechanism was dragging them. So they kept putting out.
If you sign a deal with a record company, it's for, like, let's say we signed a Drinker Bros deal.
Right.
I could do a Drinking Retards deal with me and him and one other guy.
It's
a totally different entity, right?
No, I get it.
That's what this is.
Who was left
so
out of this?
So listen to this, right?
Who
here.
Was left out?
The drummer.
Oh, got it.
No, Travis is in this.
Travis is in this. Yeah.
Who was out of this?
No, nobody, because it was mainly Mark and Travis, but then Tom sings on three of the songs. So it's just like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to write all these songs. Listen to it. This is Blink.
No, I know. It sounds a little different.
Go sounds to the next different. Song. What is the next song called? I can't see it from here.
Tom is not on this. It's Mark and Travis.
He sings on two of the tracks as a guest.
This guy named Shane Gallagher.
Yeah.
It's the other lead singer or the
I
other singer.
I still wouldn't. I like, dude. If I'm them, I wouldn't push it and do this bullshit. Like,
why?
But this is,
dude. It's just mid. It's okay. It's all right. It's not great.
What's the next song, Bob?
It's not great.
Little Death.
Yeah, just try it. Like, dude. This all is. This is between Take Off Your Pants and Jacket and Self-Titled. This is when they found the self-titled sound.
Okay.
So we're breaking out of the fucking chug rock 3-4 chords.
Right.
And now getting into a little hip-hoppy. So if you listen to this.
This is all right. Like, this is good.
Travis is still just fucking.
Yeah.
Now play Feeling This.
Yeah. Now play Feeling This. Like,
and
opening
song. You'll hear how they fucking figure it out, how to do it.
Hey.
Where it makes sense in every market.
Bridge
like,
the gap.
On stage, on video, and movies, so on and so forth. Feeling This and I Miss You are the two big ones for this album.
Now you've seen the sound change.
I Miss You is on this album?
Yes. I Miss You, Feeling This. There's a couple others, but. Yeah.
I know this song. Yeah, and boom. Then this is my gun to head, my favorite.
But that look back to plus 44, like plus 44 is what defined this.
I understand.
Style.
Okay. And this is...
This is three layers of
where
music.
Where are you? Yeah.
This is, but this is three...
I'm so sorry.
This is three layers of fucking music before the vocals even start.
This is where
they got smart about music.
Okay. I understand. So you're saying all this was necessary to get to the next thing, yeah.
No, you can see it.
I get it. Like, I get it. A lot of people said the same about Kanye, of like, hey,
you need
a heartbreak to get to the other bullshit.
Prior to this, that Boxcar Racer or Plus 44 even existed.
Correct.
You had no clue that this was the bridge to the gap for them to just fucking nail it. Like, they had a couple practice runs.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they sent it on this album that just went fucking buck wild.
Oh, this was a massive album, dude. Yeah.
They had two practice pieces where they were trying things creatively and like fucking going for it.
Yeah.
Like, but nobody knows.
But you have to have the fucking persistence to do that.
Yeah. Exactly. And you gotta, here we go.
Where are you?
Yeah. Gun to Head is my favorite. Adam's song is two for me. It is. If you had to pick one, what is it?
What?
One Blink 182 song. What is it?
No.
You can't pick one.
No.
One song.
Down and Always are both on this same album, by the way.
Play Down and Always. Play Down and Always.
Down and then Always are both on this
album. No, I understand.
Album.
But play each and I'll see if I remember them. Oh, fuck. Yeah, turn this up a little bit. God damn, dude, yes. This was an amazing song. And I think that's why these guys are selling out. Is like, is there another male rock band right now that exists that's actually making a hit album?
Yeah. All right,
it's been a long fucking time.
Dogs eating dogs.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge song.
All right, next one is...
Always? Did you say Always? Play Always.
This is their last number one single for 8 years.
This is,
I think,
when Travis was...
Yeah.
Now you got Dogs Eating Dogs.
That was 2011.
Okay.
It was 8 years later.
Oh, fuck. You're right.
Yeah. This might... I think this might be their best song.
That's your favorite?
Because it weaves all the fucking shit they've done into one song.
Well, wait. We've got to go now, Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah.
Because we're at the right
time. Oh, yeah, dude.
Right time. So go Angels and Airwaves, first album.
What was the name of that song? It was massive, dude. I mean, it was fucking massive.
So first album, I've got to show you one of the tracks that was fucking wild when Angels and Airwaves first launched.
And so they put did they fully break up at that point? Blink 182?
No, not after this.
This was just a side project for Tom.
Again, Angels and Airwaves, like, he was very adamant of, he wanted the punk, like, he wanted to have the punk roots.
We Don't Need to Whisper is the name of the album.
No.
The first one.
So give me the track list of Angels and Airwaves' album.
The first album is We Don't Need to Whisper.
Yeah, but I want to
track list.
Phillies up over the Braves?
They just hit it's 4-0 Phillies.
They hit a grand slam?
No. They hit a 3-run bomb.
Either way, it's 4-0, Bob. That's not good.
Yeah, throw Valkyrie Missile on. This is when Tom starts experimenting with, and if you go, so we'll listen to this, and then let's go to The Art of the Tone.
How many albums did Angels and Airwaves put out?
Like six.
Yeah.
Really?
There's a lot. Yeah. Go to Boxcar Racer. I want to see that track list. Boxcar Racer.
Yeah. When does this kick in, Jared?
So Angels and Airwaves came out about 2004.
Okay.
So it was after self-titled, and then all of a sudden it was, hey, Tom's doing a side project, and this is
it. Were the other band members pissed?
No.
Okay.
There was like, because again, like they're like, hey, if we're not doing anything, like, I'm going to do something.
Right, right.
Tom was super focused on like, dude, I've got a new sound. He started playing with fucking...
There it is. There you go.
Watch the World. We need to listen to that one. Watch the World. This one was... Yes, listen to this. This is ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Tom definitely was paying attention to the
progression.
People he started, yeah. I watched the smoke
as it grew darker and blew up. So is he the key to this band?
No, they all are.
All right.
Yeah. They all have pieces.
Virginia, get now, rid of Langley. Is Travis doing other side projects? And Mark?
No. Travis just kind of follows with whoever asks him to.
Okay, gotcha.
He's like, let's
yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
He's like, fuck yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this one is key here. Like, this is a... This is when Tom essentially started drifting.
Okay. What was their massive hit off this album?
This one?
Yeah.
None.
No what was one the one that? Existed. But there was Angels and Airwaves had a huge song that
no,
was fucking everywhere.
No, we're back at Boxcar Racer.
Okay.
This is when Tom started to kind of like this song right here defines Tom's.
No, like, I understand, states. But Angels and Airwaves had a massive song.
Oh, yeah, it was Too Little Too Much.
I played like, that one, Bob. Play the Angels and Airwaves song that was massive. Like, the their biggest hit. Everybody
first
knows that
Angels
one, yeah.
It's going to be the first song.
Because that song was like,
but
oh, shit,
right
Blink-182 might not get back together again. That's it. This is
yeah,
the one.
Yeah.
This is the one that I thought Blink 182 might not get back together ever again.
Yeah, but they weren't even when this happened. Again, this was just a
but
side
to me.
Yeah.
This should have been a Blink 182 song. And I wonder if there was contention in the band of like, hey, dude, why didn't you give us this?
Well,
fucking
a lot
song?
Of people don't know, but this song is actually about the Holocaust.
No, they do now. They do now.
So. Listen to the lyrics.
But this was a massive song, and I'm sure the band had to have been pissed off at this point. Whether or not you want to admit it or not, I would have been like, oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah, but it's also kind of coming down to reality of things. Like, Tom never stopped writing music. And if Mark and Travis didn't want to show up and fucking write, he just found people that wanted to fucking write.
But is that what it was?
Yes. Like,
so Tom's the biggest in the band. You just answered it. And this song rocked the shit, by the way.
Here's the thing, like, let's look at the fucking landscape here. Like, Tom has the most fucking credits.
I agree. He doesn't
stop. He's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna keep going. I'm just gonna keep famous stars and straps. I'm gonna keep fucking doing it.
And he believes in aliens. Like, I love it. I love, like, Tom's the dude. I get it.
Like, pull up Art of Tone. Like, I want you to see this. Like,
okay.
No, we have the YouTube video.
For what?
The search for Tone.
Yeah.
Like, he shows you, like, dude, this is who this guy is.
So he's the guy in the band, though. Like, that's the dude. I know you want to say it's everybody else. Travis is great.
Travis is amazing.
But it's probably Tom that did all this shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's all we wanted to know. Because, look, he was on Rogan. He was talking about aliens. He was talking about butt-fucking aliens and everything
but
else.
But this, you know? Right here. Fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
And I had another riff went...
And he invented all of this.
And then I was like, so what we did is we combined all the riffs. And I had another riff went.
We're way off the video.
Yeah, what happened there?
Something. Yeah, I want you to see this because, dude, this is one of the coolest things that you could see because Tom explains how he wrote some of these songs.
Okay.
And to understand, like, he takes you back to in this documentary on YouTube called The Search for Tone. Or what is it?
What's the name of it, Bob?
The Pursuit of Tone.
The Pursuit of Tone.
All fucked up. I do not know why.
Yeah, close it and restart it. But so you can get it clean. He walks you through for an hour and a half how they wrote these songs. Like, mm-hmm. he takes you in this video back to the garage that they wrote Damn It in. And he was like, here's how it happened. We were all sitting here, and I went, boom. And, like, for me, like, that's the fucking coolest piece of content I could ever see.
Sure.
Like, I just watched the dude that wrote a song that has been with me for fucking 25 years.
Right.
And he explained where, how it got written.
I love all that shit. And I'm a huge That's rock what I want you to fan. See. Yeah. Play like, it if you can.
If we can get it working.
Yeah.
It's so fucking rad. Because he shows too in this when he essentially starts Alien Airwaves. As he was like, hey, I started taking some of the things that me and Blink were doing. I started putting a pedal on him, like a delay pedal. And he was like, ding, 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 and
Can
he
you
starts
play
playing.
It, Why not?
He's trying to get it to a certain start point, but the video keeps restarting at the same spot. That's not the spot.
Oh, because of commercials. It's ads. You're going to have to sit through the ad, Bob. I'm sorry.
We should probably just kill ourselves.
Yeah, we can kill ourselves live on air if you want, Bob. Yeah. And then we can just have the show.
I've got a gun.
Yeah, we've got a gun. We could all die right
now.
Corey,
can you come help me?
I've got probably 30 rounds right here.
Yeah, so. That would take out all of us. We'd be good. Yeah.
I would recommend killing the staff first.
For sure.
Because you don't want to leave them with a mess.
No, yeah, you can't.
They're better off dead than dealing with a mess.
I agree.
I'm enjoying life right now. Now,
we weren't really taking a fucking survey, Delco.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I get to say.
Phillies are just absolutely housing the Braves right
Hot
now.
Hot Bob.
Yeah. Hot Bob, let's go,
Hot
buddy.
Hot Bob.
Press play.
Really want.
Just give it some sound.
See it.
Sound.
See it.
Very funny band.
No effects.
But they would get more political. Just doing this.
All right, there you go.
And he came in and he goes, what if I did a riff over it?
Turn it up. Oh, yeah, dude.
Did you hear me, fuck her?
And it's the most simple song. It starts with a riff and it goes into muted power chords. It's all right. Remember, while that was some catchy shit, but it was the arrangement of the song that changed the band, the chorus and then the bridge, and then all of a sudden the chorus came back in, and then the riff
Go full
came
screen.
Back in,
yeah.
And it says, well, I guess this is growing up. There's something about that riff saying, I guess this is growing up, and the architecture that never left me. From that point on, we're like, we know how to write a song. Everything up till that point was like, these are punk rock little art pieces, spastic and searching for a soul and or an epicenter or a foundation, you know, like who we are. But when we hit Damn It, we figured out right away who we are.
Dude, it's so fucking cool to listen to this from him. Like,
and by the way, if this band had just gotten started like 2 years ago, this song would have been the end.
Yeah.
Like, they would have been famous from that point forward and not 4 years after this.
Right.
Or 5 years after this, or whatever it was.
Started out with, you know, a guitar that had a very overdriven pickup.
This
and
is
what
fucking
that means,
great, dude. This shows
is that
the progression.
Anything you play is really loud and with a lot of feedback and all these overtones that can hide mistakes. But it doesn't sound great. It's very specific. And it covers up as bad of a player as you want to be. I was always more interested in saying stupid jokes, yelling obscenities, trying to make fun of Mark's mom or whatever. And likewise, to us, it was about who we were.
I hate that shot. I want him to put it to the left. I want him to put it to the left.
Music is just what got all. But this is so good. Look at us say stupid jokes. You know,
like this is where he starts talking about it.
But we'll stay up here and do some stupid shit. And you might think that the ticket was possibly worth it. But what you see over the years is learning with all of us how to fill in the space with only three players. And I think we got pretty good at that. But the cool thing with only having three players is there is a lot of space to do extra stuff.
The power trio. Who was the last one before them? Rush?
The first,
to be honest,
things that Blink ever did, you'll hear one riff with a very straightforward beat. But you'll hear this kind of evolution where the riffing continued throughout the whole song. Power chords got used more sparingly. And the drum beat wasn't just going along. It was doing these fantastic rhythms and beats and stuff that gave it a groove, stuff that gave it a trance, stuff that made you want to bob your head a little bit, and converging all these different ways of just being three guys into a simple song was really the special thing that that band did. It took quite a few records to figure out how to do that well, and I think Enema of the State was the beginning of us cluing in on exactly who we were. When so, I wrote Dumpweed, it was just kind of a collection of riffs.
It's a callback, dude, of Dumpweed.
One riff that went on. And I had another riff that went.
Yeah.
But you're watching how he wrote this. Yeah. Like, this is so cool.
And then I was like, but wouldn't it be cool if we sing or something that was very nursery rhyme?
Tom's the dude.
Bro, Tom's the dude. This is Blink.
Tom's the dude. I understand. I understand. Tom's the dude, though.
Childlike and fast. So what we did is we combined all the riffs and we created this big kind of hello intro for the record that was our first really big record. And to this day, it's probably the best opener we've ever had. And it goes like this.
Yeah.
Bro, how do you not respect that?
I love it. Like, I love all of it.
Right when you turn on Enema of the State and you hear that song, Dumpweed, that's a very riffy nursery rhyme song that just sounds, it's like catchy and intricate but simple, and you know, I think that was a good way to give an introduction to the next part.
Okay, you can cut it here. There you go. You're good to go, dude. And I get it, I think, again, that's why the ticket sales are huge. There's a huge nostalgia for it, but there's also not many bands who are making great albums anymore at all, especially male bands. I can't remember the last male band that has made a hit record. Can you?
You mean like in pop?
Pop, punk, like who is it? Who's the album that really like everybody was singing, or you heard it coming out of everybody's car? Who was it?
The Weeknd, probably. I mean, there's no rock anymore. There's no, the rock doesn't exist anymore. It's either metal or it's pop now.
Is it The Weeknd though? Like, do you know anybody who's like, man, I gotta fucking jam The Weeknd?
Well, it's him or somebody that does like I don't know, to be honest.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Because even rap-wise, like, I had this conversation on RPR. This is why I brought it up. So, like, the only person we could come up with right now was Taylor Swift. And I know that sounds crazy, but, like, she's the only one that is dropping that amount of hits on an album. It's a full album. It's all complete. And she's killing it every single time. But besides her, who is it? Beyonce's last album was a fucking bomb. Who was before that? Jay-Z, all those guys, like, there hasn't been a great banger album for a very long time. That front to back was like, holy shit, I gotta have this. Probably Post Malone. Post Malone was probably
Hollywood.
Correct. Yes. Not the last one, but the one before that, Hollywood is Bleeding.
Hollywood is Bleeding is front to back, the last amazing time I ever still just listen to something.
I agree. But the new album certainly isn't that.
But there's nobody dominant in a particular industry. Like the rock doesn't exist anymore at all.
Yeah, no.
You're either metal or you're like a fucking really pop dumb. At this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, metal is not going to be mainstream enough to get one of those hits. So let's look at pop. The Weeknd, Post Malone, maybe Logic, somebody like that. Right?
I think Logic is retired.
No, if you're doing, like, you look at, like, the new Asking stuff, everything's new metal, like, where it's a very dubstep style fucking rock.
But even Danny will tell you about Asking Alexandria. He's like, dude, some of the old fans hate the new shit and vice versa.
Because
and
it's like too new.
Yes.
It's too.
But even in, like, 2019, who was it? What's the song? Heavy metal. Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah.
Wrote a song called Heavy Metal on their new album. And it's basically like complaining about how everybody's like, this isn't heavy metal anymore. Like, okay, good dude, we're trying to sell records here. But,
Right. And that'll bring us to our last one. Bob, if you can play Blink's new single, it's called Edging. It just came out last night at midnight. We're obviously recording the show on a Friday. Yeah, I'd like to get your thoughts. So my first initial reaction when I heard it last night, because I was up and I immediately played it, was it's close. I didn't think it was great, but I thought it was very close, where I was like, ah, shit,
wait,
if we had a hook.
Can you, before we throw this out, can you give him California, please? Because I don't think he's ever heard it.
California by Blink 182?
Yeah.
I don't know that I have.
What album? Yeah,
newest, prior to Edging, so look with the Matt Skiba. There you go. First track.
What's the name of it? Do you know?
No, first track.
Cynical. The cynical feeling saying I should give up. You said everything
you'll ever say. There's a moment of panic. I don't think I've heard this. But this is good. Ring. Anxiety's calling in my head. Is it back again? Are you back? Well, let's see where the hook goes.
No,
that didn't do it for me. Yeah.
Wait.
No.
Wait. Was it Californication?
This is a fun one for your friends, but this isn't the one that does it. This isn't the one that does it.
Well, that wasn't the one I wanted to show you.
Well, play Edging the new song. And then tell me your thoughts live on air, because you've never heard it, right?
Yeah. I have not.
This is the lead single off their new album. And my only gripe with this is, you can pause that, but my only gripe with this is, if this is your lead single, I don't know what the rest of the album's like. Because usually you lead with a banger.
No, I know them.
So play this song. This is the new one that just dropped at midnight. And then I'd like to get your genuine thoughts on this. Because I was like, it's so close. I ain't that cool, a little fucked in the head. They'll be hanging me quick when I'm back from the dead. Get the rope, get the rope, get the rope, get the rope. I'm a punk rock kid, I came from hell with a curse. She tried to pray it away, so I fucked her in church. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, yeah, don't you know.
The composition of the song is precise.
Yes,
it is.
It's really
good.
Blink.
It's right
this
there.
Is Blink.
But it's right there.
No, fuck off. This is Blink. They did it.
I mean, they really executed
here,
this well.
Here comes Mark. You have to understand the fucking patterns of.
But do you think this will be a massive single?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Because of nostalgia, but also because they stayed true.
Yes, the composition of the song is a Blink song.
Yeah.
Here's the bridge. Mark is just trailing off. Then we're going to go into a hard chorus with some great harmony. Oh, yes.
It's good.
Nailed it. 100% nailed it.
This is three dudes who knows, this is three men who know exactly who they are.
100% how to do this.
All right, I'm in the minority of this one.
Oh, yes. Oh, we...
This, any fucking teenage movie that comes out in 23 or 24 will have this song in it.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Well, they don't make those anymore, but yeah.
No, they don't.
Because they don't make the music for it anymore.
Wow.
No, their format, that's a thing. The format is 100% the same.
It is.
I just had
the hair off, that's all.
A 2001, like, because I have been there for... Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, self-titled.
Yep.
Ghosts, Dogs Eating Dogs. Do you not know that's a fucking album? Dogs Eating Dogs.
No, I know.
Yeah. Fucking Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah.
Plus 44.
Yeah.
Boxcar Racer.
Well, either way, we're...
I've been around for a while with these fuckers.
Yes, you love these guys. That's your favorites, and that's why I wanted to ask your thoughts live on air, and I think it's awesome. But either way, we will be at a show all together, and we'll get to see it. When is the new album fully come out? I know this is the lead single. When is their new album fully drop here? Because their worldwide tour starts next year, so I'm imagining maybe Thanksgiving-ish. What do we got here for the new Blink?
What do we got here?
Blink 182.
Yeah, not until 2023, it looks like.
Really?
Yeah, that's next year.
Does he drop a lead single now, 4 months in advance? That's
a
lot.
You just said the tour doesn't start.
Well, the tour doesn't
year.
Start, yeah.
All right. Next year.
All right.
March. The tour starts in March 2023.
When does the album drop, though?
I'm still trying to find that date.
Right around the same time, I would imagine. If not a couple of months after that.
Because they were fucking ants to drop this thing at midnight last night.
Did you see the note that Tom...
I did. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
He wrote to Matt Skiba.
He did, yeah. And he said, hey, I appreciate you holding up the band. You were integral in keeping this thing alive while I was gone and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
Everything that he said was very, like... That's legit.
It is, and I'm sure it is.
But what if the entire new album is just Tom DeLonge explaining all the fucking discoveries he's made?
Great. About aliens?
He's just like, hey, I've got like fucking dump weed, and then it's like, here's a video of Area 51, and it's aliens walking around.
I'm just saying, I thought that post to Matt was good, it was necessary, and it was correct. Like... Because just put yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
You've been with the band for 20 years. And, dude, people, humans fight. They fight.
Right.
They get fucking upset. They get fucking wrapped around the edge about stupid shit. And it's like, oh, I'm out. And then somebody rolls in. Blink still maintains tours the last 3 years.
Yep.
They put out the album that is fucking gnarly. Really good with Matt. And then you're like, all right, you know what? Like, because the whole thing was Mark got fucking cancer.
Cancer, yeah.
And then everyone went, oh, maybe all these fucking things that we're whining about don't matter, which it sucks that it takes that level of thing for
but
you to realize
that.
That's how life works.
So right now, Bob, there is no release date officially yet. I'm looking at the statement from the band right now. The tour dates have been announced. They're selling out everywhere. We will be there together in person. I think for me personally, before we get out of here, the nostalgia around it, and then the sold out tour dates and everything else. I went through their back catalog, and I'm more amped than ever. But like, it's because there is no other male bands that are out there that we can really get behind, where you know their entire catalog, and you're like, holy shit. I mean, you're a deep cut guy, where it's like, hey, you're going into secret tracks that they'll never play on stage.
Like Metallica, maybe, but they never broke up.
Right, right.
So it's like just been constant. Now they're just
playing
greatest
hits. Listen, I'm
wearing
a Nirvana t-shirt with Hanson on it.
Sure. Sure, goddamn.
Yeah,
are.
But for some reason, Nirvana stopped doing new shows in the mid-90s. I don't know why.
That's weird. They just stopped. They just stopped having shows.
Yeah, yeah, somebody had a shotgun wedding in that band. I can't remember who it was.
Luck,
but they had a shotgun wedding.
Life is super complicated.
Sure is. Yeah. It sure is. But at least Blink 182 is bringing back some nostalgia for us. We appreciate you being here. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, go to Spotify. Just leave a 5-star. No review necessary. They don't have that technology yet. However, they do have Blink 182's entire back catalog, which you can listen to. And we appreciate you joining us on Blink 182's nostalgia tour here that we went on today.
Hey,
it was awesome.
You had a Blink 182 expert.
We sure did. Yes. We sure did. It was fucking rad. For D'Anthony Holloway, Jared Cat Puke Taylor, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.